Every day could be the day. In a sun-drenched village where the walls were the color of sand and the air carried the scent of cardamom tea, there lived an old woman who became something of a legend. Nobody knew exactly how many years she had walked these cobbled stones. Some said 70, some whispered 80, and few mischievous children swore she was well past 100. But age was not what made her remarkable. Every single morning without fail, she dressed as though she were about to attend the grandest of celebrations. Her long gown shimmered with careful embroidery. Her headscarf was pressed neat, and around her wrists and neck she wore her gold, bright bangles that jingled like laughter, heavy necklaces that caught the light, rings that winked with each movement of her hand. The villagers used to watch her pass through the marketplace, the sun glinting off her ornaments, and whisper among themselves, "She dresses like she's expecting someone." And they were right. For every day of her adult life, the old woman believed that this very morning, could be the day she met the love of her life. Not a polite love, not a practical arrangement, but an extraordinary one. The kind of love that set your heart thundering, that made you forget the years you had waited. When she was young, people found it charming. "Ah, she is romantic," they would say. "She is hopeful." But as the decades passed and suitors never came, admiration curdled into pity, and pity soured into ridicule. "She's wasted her life," some muttered. "Look at her, old enough to be a grandmother, still dressing as if a prince will ride in on a horse." Children giggled at her bangles, neighbors shook their heads, and even her friends tried to talk her into accepting reality, but she never did. You see, bitterness never touched her. Loneliness did not bend her spine, nor did it dim the sparkle in her eyes. Every morning, she fastened her gold not to hide despair, but to declare her faith. That extraordinary love was worth waiting for, worth believing in, no matter how long it took. And here's the thing that no one in the village realized. Her belief was not foolish. It was luminous. While others aged into complaints and regrets, she aged into radiance. She had no husband to cook for, no children to scold, but she had stories, laughter, and an unshakable hope that made people draw near, even as they scoffed. One little girl once asked her, bold as children can be, "Why do you wear all that gold if no one is coming for you?" The old woman just smiled, her bracelets chiming softly. "Because, my dear, if today is the day, I must be ready. And if today is not the day, well, I still look beautiful, don't I?" And she did. She always did. Her life stretched long. Seasons passed. Neighbors came and went. Generations of children grew tall before her eyes. And though the great love she dreamed of never walked into that village square, something else happened. The people who once mocked her began to see differently. They saw that she never grew bitter, never surrendered to cynicism, never let loneliness harden her. Instead, she lived in expectation of joy. And that, perhaps more than romance, was extraordinary. By the time she was very old, no one laughed at her anymore. They admired her, quietly, with the kind of respect one feels for someone who has carried a torch through storm without letting it go out. She had become proof that hope itself is a kind of love, the fiercest, rarest kind. And when she finally left this world, the village found itself quieter, dimmer. Mothers told their daughters about the woman in gold who believed in extraordinary love. Grandchildren remembered her bracelets jingling like bells in the market. And even the men who had once dismissed her found themselves wondering if maybe, just maybe, they had missed the point. Because her life was not wasted. Oh no, it was luminous. And so, here is what you must know. It is not foolish to hope. It is not naive to believe in extraordinary love, even when the years roll on and others tell you to be realistic. Hope keeps you radiant. Belief keeps you soft when the world wants you to harden. The woman in gold reminds us all, never stop expecting something beautiful, because whether or not it arrives in the form you imagined, your hope itself will make you shine. and you too are worth dressing up for.